The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Today, we'll attempt to sort out the good information from the bad and set the record straight on your good health. Healthcare and wellness issues can be so confusing these days, with information constantly changing. Let us help you learn what you need to know. Now, here is your host, Dr. Neil Nathan.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, from Gordon Medical Associates. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Research Nutritionals, BioResource, and Frequency Specific Microcurrent for making this program possible. Since I personally use these products in my practice on a daily basis, as our program unfolds, I'll be mentioning some of these products when appropriate. We are live, so if you have questions for us, please call us at 866-472-5792. I'd like to remind you that you can download the Voice America mobile app, and you can find us on iTunes, Google Play Time, and Kindle, all for free. If you're into social media, please like us and share us. We now have our own Facebook page, so please go to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today and like us and share us. And on that site, you can also ask me questions as well. If you'd like to consult with me, please see my website at www.neilnathanmd.com. And without further ado, then, I would delighted to be able to introduce our guest for today. This is Dr. Norman Suhu, who is a naturopath practicing in New York City and Glen Cove, New York, and he has for more than 18 years. He specializes in various forms of energy medicine, including hydrotherapy, biosynteny, acupuncture, homeopathy, geobiology, and nutrition. He received his Master's of Acupuncture from Tri-State College in 1997 and a Master's in Nutrition from NYU in 1998 and his Doctorate in Naturopathic Medicine in 2002. He can be contacted, and we'll repeat this again later in the show, by email at info@drsuhu.com. And with that, welcome to the show, Norman.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nathan. I'm so happy to be here today.
I'm delighted to have you here. We have done many shows on many topics over the last year, and energy medicine may not have gotten its full due over this period of time, and yet we think that it is a very important component of healing and of understanding. You know, as we see in our clinic, particularly sensitive and ill patients, we are increasingly seeing patients who are exquisitely sensitive to electromagnetic energies. We've talked a little bit on the show about this phenomena. My old mentor, Norm Shealy, wrote a paper in 1992, which he called Electromagnetic Dysthymia, which I like that term, in which we clearly could show that being exposed to electromagnetic waves profoundly changed the brainwave pattern of patients in a very predictable and yet negative way. So, Norman, I know you do a lot of work in this area, and you have helped to develop the concept of biosynteny. So I would really love to start talking about that now and introducing our listeners to this important breakthrough.
Thank you. Biosynteny is a very important contribution in the area of energy medicine. It was developed by Pierre Nicolas from France. He's an electronics and electrical engineering background. And he had worked in this field of electronics for many years. Being an inventor, an innovator, he always wanted to develop new technologies. And over the course of the years of working with these technologies, he began to realize that they actually send out energy fields that can be quite harmful to biological forms, whether it be plants, animals, and humans. And being an innovator, he decided to do further research to find out how we can actually live with these technologies so that they aren't harming us, instead of going back to the days of the Amish, where we and have the approach of, say, oh, all these things are terrible, let's get them out of our lives completely, let's just go completely back to nature, no electricity. No, he does not follow that approach. He just developed a technology called biosyntony to help us live with this new age of electronic devices so that they aren't harming us. And what his first discovery was that the harm that is being caused is it's the electrical frequencies are artificial fields that are basically biphasic, having an electric and a magnetic component. These are actually not present in nature. In nature, we have what is called a complex vortex type of energy. And these are energies that have a spiraling pattern. You can see these naturally occurring, such as when you observe on the Weather Channel. You'll see, when we talk about hurricanes, you'll see these big spiraling patterns over the ocean. You'll also see this very simply if you fill your bathtub up with water. After you're done, you take out the stopper and you'll watch how the water drains down the tube. It goes through a spiraling formation. So in nature, we have very, very complex and subtle energy fields all around us, being emitted from the Earth and coming towards us in the cosmos. These are all in a spiraling type of pattern, and we are not necessarily aware of it because we can't see that these energies are spiraling, but they are very present around us, and these energies are involved with communicating information to our bodies so that our biorhythms can be in sync, so that all of our physiological functions can work according to the cycles that occur around us, which is the 24-hour cycle of this, of the Earth revolving around its axis. We also have the cycle of the Moon going around the orbit of the Earth, full moon to full moon is approximately 28 days. These cycles help regulate various physiological functions in the body. So Pierre, in his research, discovered that these subtle energies are being transmitted to us through the action of water. Water is a very special substance. The water molecule has two hydrogens and one oxygen. And when these water molecules are in the body or in the atmosphere, they're not just free-floating. They actually are interacting with each other to form very complex structures. Some scientists label these as water clusters. And these water clusters, again, they're not obvious because they're not visible to the naked eye, but they are very present. And these very unique water clusters are formed by the energy fields emitted from the Earth and the cosmos, and these clusters then act as information packets to tell the nervous system how to function based in the here and the now. So with this complex knowledge, Pierre then realized that what exactly is happening is that the biphasic artificial energy field causes a disruption of the spiraling wave that comes towards us from the Earth and from the cosmic forces. So what happens is the biphasic wave creates a distorted spiral. So then we can say that the information that we depend on from the Earth and the cosmos becomes slightly distorted. And this creates a type of disconnection from nature and from our biorhythmic function and synchrony with nature. And over a period of time, if this desynchronization continues, it can lead to various health problems. Some people are more sensitive than others to its effects. Some people will feel the effects of electromagnetic distortions much quicker than other people. The general rule is that we see children and geriatric populations being more affected. But I have also observed that some individuals who are not even of geriatric or pediatric cases are very, very sensitive if they get exposed to it for a prolonged, intense period of time.
And we have seen, Norman, to emphasize that, when smart meters went into effect here in Northern California, we had a number of patients come to us because they had had a complete shutdown of literally all of their systems. These had been very high-functioning professional people, very prominent in their work, and when a smart meter was installed nearby where they slept or in their building even, all of a sudden they became so sensitive to electromagnetic waves that they could not think straight. They could not. Their energy level plummeted. They began to get hormonal imbalances and literally became pretty much non-functional until they took themselves out of that energy field. And this was no small event. This was a profound shift in their functioning. And as you might imagine, often when they went to most physicians, they were told, oh, you're depressed, you're stressed, you just need to take an antidepressant. And this was not that at all. This was a profound effect of electromagnetic, the words you're using is a disturbance, which would be correct.
Yes, thank you. I see this very often also in New York. There are cell phone towers all over the city. Not every residence does have a smart meter in New York, but you'll see it more in the suburban areas. You mentioned many patients that you've seen with smart meters installed. I can say that a good number of my sensitive patients were from exposure to smart meters, but also equally as bad, I have seen also is the wireless routers that are being used, especially the newer, more powerful ones. They are supposed to have, for example, an effective range of about 150 feet. And one day, one of my friends came to visit me, and he wanted to hook up to my router. And I said, well, I don't have a router, I disconnected it. I just used an Ethernet cable. So then, for his sake, I decided to connect it so he can have access. And he asked me to look at the list of available providers. So I looked at this list, and I was shocked. I couldn't believe there were at least 3 dozen signals I was picking up in my office in Long Island. And I just couldn't imagine where these were all coming from. And I looked down the list, and I noticed there was a bagel shop on there. And I thought, oh my goodness, I'm getting that bagel shop signal? If you look outside my window at my office, that bagel shop is at least 300 yards away from my office. Yet, those routers are supposed to only have 150 feet of effective distance.
Right. Some of those patients that I'm referring to actually had to move up to where I live in Northern California, which is in a very rural community in the Redwoods. near Mendocino and Fort Bragg, California. And they found that they were affected by routers that were even a quarter mile away. They had to get into a very remote location to be able to restore their health. I mean, so I'm agreeing and echoing what you're saying. The effect of these powerful routers is much more than people realize.
Yes, very, very terrible. So getting back to the technology of biosynthony, fortunately, Pierre was able to develop a special process to energize clay so that the clay particles can line up in very specific patterns when they are baked, so that the finished clay disc is able to create a wave that augments the distorted spiral so that it completes the wave and restores the wave to its natural spiral.
So you can take the this basically unnatural energy and help it become copacetic with the body's natural energy wavelengths. I want to come back to that in just a moment, Norman. But first, mm-hmm. I'd like to mention one of my very fine sponsors to our listening audience. I'd like to talk about the BioResource Company. BioResource is located here in Northern California, and for the last 16 years, they have distributed German-made natural medicines, including the Pekana, P-E-K-A-N-A, line of homeopathics. Now, in the context of what we're talking about today, one particular product that they make is called Radinex, R-A-D-I-N-E-X. And they're an oral drop which can be used to help support the body's ability to detoxify environmental toxicity and exposures to radiation and EMFs. They also will help eliminate heavy metals from the body. So one of the particular remedies that can help the body adjust to these exposures of electromagnetic radiation is Radinex. So if you'd like to learn more, I will encourage you to email them at bioresource@bioresourceinc.com or call them at 800-203-3775. And with that, we'll go to a break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Ouch! What do you think of when you think of dental procedures? Well, when you think about it, the teeth and the rest of the body are strongly connected. What happens in one part affects the other. In the Tooth-Body Connection with host Dr. Dawn Ewing, we'll explain more about these concepts, as well as discuss the role that your teeth play in your overall health. You'll learn about amalgams and how removing them the wrong way can be toxic to your body. Tune in Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to the cutting edge of health and wellness today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I am delighted to be with Dr. Norman Suhu, who is helping us to understand more about what we call energy medicine. We've been introducing the subject of what we call biosynteny, which is a group of ceramic discs that can help the body adjust much better to the effects of electromagnetic radiation. But before we fully delve into that area, Norman, I was wanting to talk with you more about this whole concept of water and water and healing. I personally have just been realizing recently that this is one area that I have not understood anywhere near as well as I need to work with water properly. In fact, I've just read a book by Dr. Batman Gelij called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. The book's been out for a long time, but the basic premise is that a lot of chronic illness is caused by unsuspected dehydration on the part of many people. And I think that clinically, many folks are walking around dehydrated, and that leads to both chronic illness, the worsening of chronic illness, and is a huge piece that we're not fully aware of. To make that a smidge more complicated, Norman began talking about the importance and complexity of water in the human body and in communicating information throughout the body from one cell to another, neurologically, endocrinology. We require water as our main media of transporting, and we're just beginning to understand that it is way more complicated than we had realized. So Norman, please help us to understand this a little bit better.
Well, as I mentioned in the previously, water acts as a very powerful receiver, storage, and transmitter of energy and information. This was only possible because of the concept I mentioned earlier called water clusters. For example, when you expose water to an energy field, a natural one, a natural energy field, the water molecules can start reorganizing themselves. A water cluster means minimum two molecules are sticking together to form a cluster of two. That's bare minimum. Often you see clusters of three. These are called trimers. And you will often see a large quantity of trimers from spring water. And there is one doctor in France who wrote a book called Living Water. And he was able to measure something called the biophoton activity of water. And spring water, he claims, has an ability to release biophotons, which is related to the amount of trimers present in the water. And over time, he claimed that as the water sits, the trimer activity starts to destabilize and the water clusters start coming apart. And therefore, the biophoton activity also declines, and therefore the therapeutic usefulness of the water. Fortunately, from my experience as a naturopath, we had a very heavy training in clinic using hydrotherapy, so I got firsthand to appreciate how powerful water was. And I actually did further postgraduate training with Dr. Zeff and Dr. Dick in the Northwest. They're famous for their postgraduate hydrotherapy training. And they were reporting miraculous results with patients with multiple sclerosis, for example, or some other types of immune system problems being completely reversed just by applying water externally. So I stayed with them, and I tried to reproduce this in New York, and I couldn't understand why I was not able to reproduce the same results. I mean, I did see some improvements, but not these miraculous stories. So then I started investigating water further myself. You know, why was this happening? And then I came to realize that tap water, whether it's in New York or in Long Island, is quite dead. It does not have the same vitality, or if you want to use the words of the French scientist, it doesn't have the same biophoton activity. We really need to use spring water. Spring water is structured because the water has passed through stones and it's exposed to very specific energy fields from the earth, which structures it. So when it comes out, it's fully potent and ready to do its work. And in my research, I discovered very good results were possible, not just by applying water externally, but by consuming it internally, just drinking spring water. If you can match the water that is needed for a person with their current presentation, you will notice that the surface tension of the water matches very beautifully the surface tension of the cell membranes of the person's cells. So you know you've got a good match when you give the person some spring water and they drink it and they say, wow, this water feels smooth. Or they might say, oh, this feels really silky. These adjectives are describing a very good surface tension match. When something is silky and smooth, it means that the water is able to spread thoroughly and coat the entire surface of the mucous membranes of the mouth, and therefore as it passes further, it will coat the mucous membrane line of the entire digestive tract. This ability to smoothly coat will also enable it to pass readily inside the cells and then be able to have a proper action of cleansing and rehydrating. So that's why sometimes you might come across in your clinic, you hear people say, you know what, I drink water all the time, but I just feel thirsty. I'll drink a cup and I notice in half an hour later, I'm still thirsty. I got to drink more, but I can't quench this thirst. The problem is that that person is not drinking a suitable water that doesn't have a good match for the surface tension. That's just one aspect. The other aspect that I discovered with spring water is that it is a structured water, which is absolutely incredible in its ability for therapeutic function. I'll give you one example. I had a patient. She has terrible spring allergies, and I didn't see her for months, and then comes the first pollen was coming, and she just called me and said her eyes were so itchy, her face was all swollen, she was sneezing, and she just couldn't function. So I saw her in the morning. I decided to give her some water, and I gave her a bottle and said, okay, drink this, and you're going to be able to drink this water, and you'll see some very good results. She called me in the afternoon and says, I can't believe it. My allergy symptoms are 90% better. That was in a matter of maybe 3 hours, I would say. So what I'm connecting now is that the water structure of a spring can actually be applied in a similar way as you would to select a homeopathic remedy. Homeopathic remedies are added to a liquid. It structures the water, and then you have its therapeutic action. We can also, therefore, select spring water, just raw spring water, already, as if you would want to say, potentized by the turbulence of the spring. It's ready. If you select the right one, you have really good results. I can tell you so many more examples, but let's just continue.
I totally appreciate that. Intuitively, it makes sense to me. I know that for those of you out there who do any hiking or backpacking or get into some of the backcountry, many people experience like drinking from a mountain stream, incredibly different than drinking from tap water in a city. Another example that immediately comes to mind is that back in the 1800s, before we had all of the various modern medical interventions, people would take what they called the water cure, which would be either to go to the ocean or to the mountains or to mineral spas or baths. And very, very serious illnesses would often be come under much better control, even like tuberculosis, by going to these places, many of which no longer exist because people aren't aware of the importance of this as they used to be. So one question immediately comes up to me, Norman, is that do you have a way of assessing a person and what kind of water they will need, and how can you get that for them?
I learned how to assess the water that is needed energetically, meaning I don't have a device to measure it, a machine that measures and comes up with a certain number. What I was able to do was actually through teaching my classes, I had to learn during demonstrations how to tell people to feel if the water was smooth or not, or silky, as I passed different examples of different waters around. And I had a patient that was extremely sensitive, and they said, well, you know something? I'm afraid to drink it because I think I might get really sick. I'm really sensitive. So then the thought came into my mind, well, all right, why don't you just hold it? How does it feel? How does it make your body feel? And then I started to observe that even if you don't drink the water to taste if it is silky, if it is the right water, there will be a sense of calm and the diaphragm will release. Person should notice that they are able to breathe more deeply and easily. If I gave the person the water that was not compatible, they would tell me I feel a little anxious, my heart is racing a little, or my diaphragm is a tighter. It feels kind of like my trachea is constricting, like I'm breathing through a straw. So through these observations, I started to apply it in my clinic without even actually having people drink. I could know which water they needed by testing them in this energetic way. So this is what I do now in my clinic to decide what water a person needs. And I've developed, you need a pretty decent amount of experience and practice to get it down. But it's definitely doable. I could train anyone to do it, as I did the other week. When he was up at Gordon Medical to do that class. But once you have the water, if they drink it, you'll see very, very good results. They'll be able to clean and detoxify their bodies much better. I had a lady, she said, oh, when I used to drink water, it was always just clear. When I started drinking the water that you recommended, I noticed that for the first 3-4 days, it was dark yellow, like a lot of stuff was coming out. And I was feeling lighter and cleaner and more energetic. Very often you also hear people say that the thinking processes are better. They're able to focus better. They need to feel sharper. Their eyes are able to focus better. And the reason for that is because the brain and the nervous system are basically 80% water. So if you don't drink the right kind of water, there is stagnation in the nervous system. And the result of that is you'll see poor memory, foggy mind, and irritability, anxiety, and insomnia. These are the kind of things I've observed. And this is actually, if you don't mind, I'd like to mention, this is actually what happens with biosynteny and electromagnetic pollution.
Right.
People
and I'd like to
similar type of symptoms when they are affected by electromagnetic pollution, because the artificial energy fields are altering the water clusters in the nervous system, not allowing the nerves to function efficiently. And when you drink the right kind of water or splash the right kind of water externally, it triggers a response so that the people can feel more clear mentally, more sharp. And when you apply the biosynteny technology as a treatment, that will also help restructure the water clusters in the nervous system, and you will see very good results that way.
That is very important, and I want to come back to that in just a moment if we can. First, I need to mention another one of our wonderful sponsors, and that is frequency-specific microcurrent, which we nickname FSM. Now, frequency-specific microcurrent is a wonderful, very, very gentle electrical treatment, which we can use to apply specific physiological shifts to specific physiological areas. And with it, we can often make very impressive improvements in electrical sensitivities as well. So to learn more about that, I will encourage you all to go to frequencyspecific.com to learn more. And with that, we will go to a break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
We are bombarded daily with information about beauty products and anti-aging treatments. Do you know how they have been tested? Are they truly going to make a change or just take the change out of your pocket? Tune in to Shelley's Show and Tell with host Shelley Hancock. We'll bring you the top-rated skincare products and treatments tested by real transformation skincare centers. We'll motivate you to make the best changes. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to the cutting edge of health and wellness today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm delighted to be with Dr. Norman Suhu. We've been talking about the very important and perhaps not very often discussed concepts of energy medicine. And Norman's been sharing with us the importance of finding the right water that matches your body. And as he was talking, it seemed to me that basically you need to use your own body as your laboratory to feel what feels right for you when it comes to water. And that's probably a general principle. It's not true for just water, but probably everything else. And what that would mean is if you need to find water, you could check your own water supply, and then you can go into your favorite grocery store and walk down the water aisle. And in this unusual civilization that we live in, we have water aisles now. And literally put your hands on every type of water that is available to you and let your body tell you which one feels the best. then you can check to see when you take it internally whether it has that silky feel, to know whether this is something that is going to resonate for you. And so, Norman, if you can comment on that, and then let's get into the biosynthony discs to use it both to change the environment and for health.
Thank you. Yes, actually, that's exactly what I tell my patients, to go to the water aisle of the grocery store or the supermarket and actually not just grab, not just touch it, but actually hold it up against your chest so you get a good contact. And then just breathe and just feel, how does that water against their chest alter their breathing pattern? Is it easier? Is it deeper? Or does it feel more constricted? Maybe you're having an asthmatic attack. And through enough comparing and contrasting and experimenting, you'll get pretty good at it. So getting back to biosynthony, the reason is that water is very special. It can form microscopic, invisible water clusters. And these water clusters help inform the nervous system how to direct your organs to function according to the here and the now. In biosynthony, a major part of its theoretical basis is from Chinese medicine. In Chinese medicine, there's a very simple concept, which is human beings are between heaven and earth. We exist in between. We need to be in connection and communication with the earth as well as heaven, meaning the cosmic forces, the sun, the moon, the planets, and so on. And as we receive these subtle informations through these invisible spiraling energetic patterns, they enter the nervous system. They structure the water in the nervous system. These information packets then inform the body how to function so that it can function according with the synchrony of the natural cycles that occur around us. And this is called biorhythms. So, biosynthony has two ways of looking at. We have the biosynthony devices that can be used for treatments to reharmonize, to restore the water in a person. The other application of biosynthony is to use these ceramic devices in your environment, in your surroundings, to help us to stay connected with the subtle energies of the earth and the cosmos. So Pierre's very first invention was not a treatment device. It was actually a environmental harmonization device. Once he learned the importance of water, he then thought right away, we need something that will help restore water. So his first device was actually a ceramic pitcher where you could pour water into this, and the ceramic being indexed to vibrate in a way to send out a wave to augment the distorted spiral information that it's all about, would then restore the normal, natural water clusters that should exist in water. So, the very first device was to restore water so that we can drink good, pure water that would contain the information of the earth and the cosmos. And he later developed other devices that could be placed in the home or in the office, such as some discs that you can place on the fuse box, the electrical fuse box, or circuit breaker of the home or the office, there would be then some discs that get placed on the wall to augment the distorted energy entering the house due to exposure from a cell phone tower, for example. There would be a different type of disc that you could place on an electronic device, such as a computer or a cell phone, which would send a augmenting wave to restore the spirals that were distorted by the microchip of that device, for example. So these devices are very, very helpful, and I have found them to be very useful for my patients in New York so that they can function much, much better with the technology instead of just...
As an ex-New Yorker, I bet that's true. I'll add for our listening audience that I actually have several of these ceramic discs that I have affixed to the glass door that leads from my office directly out of Gordon Medical Associates, so that I'm using these discs and have been for the last 6 months to affect the energies inside my office. And although it's subtle, it's very, very common for patients to comment in my office that they feel calm or relaxed, or they were bent out of shape before they walked in the door, and now they find themselves in a much calmer state. So I can attest to that. And when we come back in just a moment, I'd like to talk about the medical uses of these discs as well. But first, I'd like to mention yet another of our wonderful sponsors, and this one is Researched Nutritionals, which is well known for its specialty immune, energy, and detox formulations to promote a healthier quality of life. Researched Nutritionals company has done extensive clinical research on all of its formulations, making them very well studied and particularly excellent for their use in medical work. So for today's program, I was thinking that a particularly relevant product would be Ribose Cardio, R-I-B-O-S, C-A-R-D-I-O, which combines ribose, L-carnitine, acetyl-carnitine, malic acid, and magnesium to produce a product which is just excellent at helping to restore energies. And again, relevant in this context is another of their products called Energy Multiplex, which provides adrenal support because most of our patients who are exposed in this way have adrenal glands which are on overdrive. This product does not include glandulars, but is designed to nutritionally support adrenal function. So that's Adrenal Multiplex, and it's Researched Nutritionals at researchednutritionals.com, or you can call them at 800-755-3402 for more information. And with that, we'll go to a break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
The root causes of disease can be better prevented and cured using an integration of modern medicine and holistic healing techniques. Become educated by tuning in to Generation Regeneration with Sandra Guy Malhotra. Conventional medicine does have its place, but it should not be the only course of action. It's all about regenerating and healing our whole selves through better choices in lifestyle, foods, spiritual connection, and stress management. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm very happy to be with Dr. Norman Suhu, who is helping us to understand about how to use energy and water for healing. You know, there have been a number of devices on the market for many years that supposedly protect people from the harmful effects of electromagnetic radiations, but I've never been particularly impressed with them until we discovered the Biosyntony products. And Biosyntony, by the way, is spelled B-I-O-S-Y-N-T-O-N-I-E. Norman, in the time we have remaining, perhaps you could help our listeners understand how we assess people energetically, and you can use these discs to help restore health in people who are really quite ill.
Yes. If you're familiar with the chakra energy system of Ayurveda or yoga, you know that there are seven very important energy centers. And once you develop sensitivity in detecting what water is good or not for a person, you can apply that very principle to assessing the energy surrounding the energetic field of a person, specifically the energy centers of the seven chakras. And with your hand, or with more experience, just visually inspecting the area surrounding the chakra, you can tell if there's a blockage there. Either the energy is closed, or it might be open and freely moving. And these will then give you a hint as to what type of Biosyntony treatment discs you will need to help restore energy flow in that person. Biosyntony is generally performed when the person is lying in a supine position. So with that in mind, the backside of the chakras, of the seven chakras, are facing the earth. The front door of the chakras are then facing the cosmic reference. So the first thing you want to do is figure out which chakra is out of balance. Very often you'll see the third one, which is related to the digestive system, which is around the area where the belly button is. So then what you want to do is select the right type of Biosyntony treatment disc and line it up on the floor and direct it towards the backside of that chakra. And then you can create a mandala of discs of that particular frequency with the center of the mandala lined up. This will start restructuring the water that person receives from the earth to restructure and normalize it into that chakra. Once you have the earth harmonized, that's the most important, because the earth's energy field is stabilizing, structuring. And then we have to work on the cosmic component, the cosmic energy. Cosmic energy works more, it's dynamic. In Europe, they refer to cosmic energy as electric, like a lightning storm, more dynamic. It brings about change rapidly. And in the Biosyntony way of looking at it, the cosmic energy helps regulate hormone, endocrine system. So once you set up the stabilizing earth energy field, which stabilizes the cell membranes, structures the skeleton and the formation of crystallization in the bones and so on, once you have that stabilizing structuring energy in place, then you can put discs on the body, drawing the energy that is coming from the cosmic energy and restoring it by restoring the natural occurring spirals from the cosmos into the front entrance of the chakra system. And that's the basic setup. And during the course of the session, the person will start experiencing a unwinding of the fascia, which is something that very often occurs with energy medicine. When a system is exposed to a stressor, fascia typically gets wound up, twisted, as a compensation. And once you start sending the proper energy, restoring the water structure in the fascia, it starts to unwind. In this unwinding process, the person may experience some discomfort or pain or unusual racing heart, or they may say that it's hard to breathe. This means that you have approached an energetic blockage in the fascia that needs to be released further. This then is corrected through the application of further biosensing discs placed on the body, on the joints, or around the limbs. It depends on what the practitioner is detecting. It will then decide what discs to use.
Right. And then we can confirm that we have found that Dr. Suhu's discs to be incredibly subtle and effective in really rebalancing some of our most complicated problems. So we're very excited about that. We're using his discs at the clinic now. So I'd like you to know that you can contact him at info@drsuhu.com. And Norman, I thank you so much for coming on the program and sharing this information with us. I'd like our listeners to know that next week we're going to have Dr. Lisa Harvey, who is an expert on vision therapy and vision rehabilitation, an area we haven't gotten into before. So thanks again, Norman, for a wonderful discussion, and I hope for all of you listeners out there that you will be well.
Thank you again for joining us for the Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. Please join Dr. Neil Nathan again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And this week, apply what you've learned today to enjoy better health.